Good morning. It's probably the last time I'm going to speak about Emunah in this series. We're going to have off next Sunday, and so I'm going to try to pack it in, maybe a drop over 2 minutes. I keep on mentioning that Emunah is not like what other nations of the world think it is. It's not blind faith that's unfounded. Emunah is always based on past performance, and the source for that is the Pasuk. Vayar Yisrael es yod ha'gdoyla asher osa Hashem Yimitzayim. Klal Yisrael saw the tremendous arm of Hashem reaching down into this world, performing open miracles. Vayira'u ha'ames Hashem. They feared God. Vayaminu b'Hashem. And they had Emunah. Emunah means to take your previous knowledge and let it go to the next step with something that you don't necessarily know about. Take your previous experience that Hashem has proven Himself to you, and now take that to the next step of just believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can and will do in the future. The bracha that we always say, I think Rabbi Edelman mentioned, we say Amen. Amen is saying this point also. Amen is the final touch on the bracha that's being said before. You're thanking Hashem for something, and you're confirming your confidence in the future. That's Amen. So there's a practice that we could do, and that is with human beings. Many great sages that teach us how to develop our character traits teach us that the way to start is amongst ourselves. Hakoras HaToiv starts with ourselves, and then you can be Makir Toiv to Hashem. Honoring parents leads a person to honoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emunah in people, somebody that has proven with past performance to be trustworthy, now you take the next leap of faith and trust that person as well. I'll end off with one thought that I think everybody could take with them. The Jewish statement of Ani Ma'amin. I heard this a long time ago. I don't remember from who. But Ani Ma'amin, unbelievably, can be read forwards and backwards. The only thing that's missing from reading it backwards is the Aleph. The Aleph represents yourself. Ani. And when you see things in life going forward, everything makes sense. Everything is logical, and you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacting with you. So there's an Ani Ma'amin, I believe. But then sometimes you can only understand things in hindsight. And over there, while you're going through it, you don't have the Aleph, you don't have yourself, you don't have your own perspective. But even backwards, we're also going to say, without our understanding, it's still Ani Ma'amin.